Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Rabbi Ritz Shiyichu. This is Moshe Rabbi Peshtim Reis from Moshe Mordechai. Rabbi Fega Bas Michal Diz Basel, first time social high soil. First we talk about Tila Ravida, Chaychan Bas Armadel, first time social high soil. It's Vali Avon of Kachaya, Chava. Zivu Pogun Vimehela, Moshe Miam Rabbi Simcha, Miriam Brian Gomez Golda. Rachel Tzachav Chama Seyed Ha, Bechol Hanil Vimelea. Sana Lemon Shane Tipoira for Shlema. Achid of Abraham Svi, Rahabat Sahum Azeadea. The Gemara Maseches Gittin teaches that every condition is contingent upon the consent of the Chachamim. When a person is Mevatel, this is Gittin Lama Gimel, that's what we're up to in our Shiulim. When a person is Mevatel, again, if they're based in the Chachamim, utilize this contingency and retract the entire marriage as if the woman's never married. So Tosfos, skipping a little bit in Tosfos, says that V'lo tikshe Rabbi Shmuel, Teichem mechayvinin lo'ila misa eshdisha zinsa. Shmuel asked, how can we ever mete out the death penalty to an eshdisha who is mizane? V'asra safik, yid sham yishlech le'gepi v'vlena. It's asra safik, it's a doubtful warning. Any case of woman shezims is always a slut suffix, for he may subsequently, after the adultery, send her a get, and then be mevatel the get b'fnei beistin. And then the rabbi would be mefkir the kedushin. And it turns out she was never married. So it's a slut suffix. They even can't warn her that if she proceeds with her intention, she'll be mechuyevus misa. Because then after this news, she might not be mechayavus misa. Her husband would send her a get mivatul b'fnei beis din, and afkin rabban the kedusha mina. It's also an eitzah to be matar mamzerim. A woman cheats on her husband, and she's pregnant. So in order to save her, he sends her a get, and then he's mivatul it b'fnei beis din. And turns out they were never married, so she wasn't mizana. So it's a sra suffik, and you can time zayim them. Remember Ben Utam, chagam the loy about sra suffik. No, it's not a sra suffik. Why? Because there's nina basal ruba v'roi ben ugashim shesem shalchon get v'shalchon get mivat. Most people don't divorce their wives, and when they send together, they're not mivatlets. Therefore, it's not a sra suffik because we follow the rova oid. Dugminin achid skotzer she achshav nesua. We assume her to be in a present status that she is presently married. A married woman was mizanah is mechuyevus misa, the possibility that she may retroactively become a pnuyah as a suffix, but here we have a cheskas nesua. So the cheskas nesua is pashet the suffix, resolves the suffix. Otherwise, the mlekei nazir sheshesiyan umtam lemes, my leka, why are you giving a nazir who drinks wine of mitame lemes? Why are you giving a malchus? Sedem al tishtal shifte chayva kolachas vachas, and the witnesses warned him, don't drink. And he drank, then he's liable for malchus each time that he drank. The question is, why is he chayv malchus? Why is Sura Safik Yishem Yishal and Zir Usoy? That's Sura Safik. He may recant on his vow of Nazirus. The answer is, whether or not it's going to be Matir or Nether, that's a Safik, but he has a Cheskas Nazir. So that's Peshet the Safik. Adkan midivrei kotsher shel ha-Tosfos. So, we've been going through the chidushim. Rabbeinu Reb Nosson, he has on Maseches Gittin two thick svarim that they were moitzi lachar moisei. Shel hai gavr rabbe goyim v'tzadik, zchus yogen alein abal kol Yisrael. So he says as follows. The Maharsha asks, Avada yishal al nezirusoi, Yilke. It says that maybe the Nazir will be Shaul and Zirusoy. Marsha says, oh, Vada be Shaul and Zirusoy. Who wants to get whipped? Otherwise, he'll get whipped, he'll get lashed. To answer the Marsha's Kasha. That Sheila Nezirus is only effective if he's mischarit on the Nezirus Be'etzem. But if he's only mischarit because he was over on the Nezirus and he's chishish mina malchus, so Nimsa Sheinu, he's not mischarit be'emsa etzem on Nezirus. He's just worried about the malchus. So that's not called charota, and Sheila is not effective. In Ken, kishishasa. Yayin v'yavul if nechachem latiru, v'nechach chishish mina malchus, there HaTorah is not going to be effective. And he'll get Malchus, so the Malchus Chash, that'll definitely do it. It's not a problem because it's not going to help. Maybe you have to be mischarit on the Etzem Nezirus. And not on your the Malchus that the person's getting. In the Taz, in Yoyredeya, in Shin Chof Gimel Sif Kotten Beis, he writes, and that it says there in the Ramah, if you have truma, shenis'arva bi'iso, you have truma that was mixed in with dough, it's not truma, and there's not 101 times to be mevatel, sheyisha l'chacham aleha v'yati l'kenedir, so what should he do? He should be shoyal on the truma. Chacham will be matir from him. V'yachzor v'yito chala acheres. And then take again. Otherwise, the whole thing is going to be yasir. So therefore, be shoyal on the chala. And turns out it wasn't holy at all. And then vayter take b'mafilish chala again. Frek the taz. The ima hani she'ila machmas hefsek shenigra mal diata roives shel chaloi truma. If she'ila is effective because of the loss that was caused through the taroives of chalo or of truma, im kein hechel matzino einish kores b'sheichet kachim b'chutz or misli shemayim b'och truma. So how is there going to be an einish mavis for somebody shechs kachim? That's how the Beis HaMikdash means they shemayim if somebody eats truma. That vaday mi yiras ha'oynesh yisha l'chochem. Ela vaday. Because vaday that mi yiras ha'oynesh is going to be shal l'chochem. So how are you going to find an oynesh misa? Baruch ol kachim b'chutz misa v'day shemayim baruch ol truma. Ela vaday be, what is he? Suicidal. He'll be shal. Ela vaday hadu mahani she'ela b'truma v'hektish. Charot is only effective if it's charot mitzad and nesina itself. Putting aside the taroyves, after loy machmas at taroyves, ki b'chol pesach v'charoto, so she inek arir neder she miskayim aneder imoshek le nezek. Aber ze vade avshul lo lizor shlo yisara v'tumu v'chalo. And kach ma avshul shlo yishchat pachutz. V'chagav me loy mahani charoto. So you have to be shoyal on the etzem fact that you made the kachim or the truma, not the punishment that's going to come out. And he could have been careful that there would have been no taroives, and therefore such a charata doesn't help. You have to be mischaret mitzad hanesina atzma, not because it was mixed in. Then he brings from the Marshan Gittin by us, who asks, Eich Mishkachas Malkus Benazir, Revada Yishal Shlo Yilken, Taz writes. And the Marshan's Kasha, that will definitely be Shail, that Shail is ineffective, because he's not Mischaret on the Etzim Nezir, Asal Kadei Shlo Yilke. And that's pumped what we said, Baruch Hashem B'siyata Tishmaya. Ela, Shadayin Yish Lahakshul Sosvoras HaTaz, שנאים אמר דמויל חרות ושאיל אדם מכניס את הרוי בסוף משום ששוך את קודשם בחוץ. וכשנזר ולא תרומה, הוא מסחייב קורס, הרי סוס מורות מבט ומפרס, הנדו ברתומה בהקדש. What did the Taz want to say? Taz wanted to say you have to be mischarek dani ikir hadavar. And if it's because of the onesh or a side reason, that's he's not mischarek dani ikir. Lamaisa, after he's mischayev miso, and he's going to be mischarek dani ikir hadavar that he made this into kachim, that he made this into teruma. So then he is mischarek dani ikir hadavar. So I say, like, what's on the battle of my friends and Edom at home? She wants to be in the battle with Batsim. And the answer is, it's not really his Rotsim. Can't say he really wants to up with the etzem truma or the etzem kochim. He's really worried about the kolis. He put the kolis aside. He wouldn't. He would be very happy that it's kochim or truma. He's just worried about the einish mavis. He just doesn't want. Shechet kachim b'chutz is kares. When a person is shomim is bismisa b'dei shemayim. So he's not uprooting the etzem alatzim. The etzem wants it. He just doesn't want the punishments. Be'emes kayaduah kamefulsam. She yisod adavah from v'vua b'rambam. That the chakoyfa sometimes on a get me'usa. You know, you need a rotzen abal. It's because you can't be koifal a rotzen. You can't force somebody to change his rotzen. Just the rotzen of the Jews is the right thing. And he has a yetzer hara. So the yetzer hara goes away, and then he wants to do the right thing again. So this is his rotzen amiti, to do the right thing, to give the get. Here, when it comes to the Tzvuma, the Kachim, Av Shehoelech L'chocha Machem Tzir HaZainesh Mikom Mokoyim Ein Zer Rotzen Amiti Shel Chavoto. He's going to the Chocham. He's not really Mischari. He just doesn't want the punishment. And the Etzem Kachim and Tzvuma is not. He's not mischavit. This is discussed by the Chavis Yoyer and Kufrav Tes, Kufrav Lamed. However, the Tumim in Ayin Gimel, Sif Kotin Hei, proves the Loikis for us at Taz from Shulchan Aruch Hoshin Mishpat Ayin Gimel Simen Hei. Ruvain, Shenishba, Shaloi Limkor Mishaloi, Froya Shumchoiv. Ruvain swears that he's not going to sell anything that he owns to pay up any debt. By the zen istaviv shemeichen oisa makin oisa chtetzei nafshei. Im eino rotze lefroya. Im toch emes hamalkas yochel eschareta lashuv yatil lo osa shvur. So what's going to happen? He owns Yanim $5,000. And they're going to start whacking him until he pays up. But he doesn't have the money. The only way he can get it is if he sells his car. So mitoch emas hamalchus, in order to avoid malchus, he's afraid of malchus, we let him be matur the shvur, and he can sell his car. So it's muchach that charot is effective, even if you're mischarit, achmas emas hamalchus, because of the fear of malchus. The tumim concludes that charot is effective, even if it's emas hamalchus. And nevertheless, you can't ask, eich matzinu nazir loike. שיש לו אמר שאחרי שציר עצמו מן היין זמן רב, ויש שכר לפעולה עשוי. בסייף. למען דיאמר, ובסייף למד יוין, שעשה יין, אם ילכה נפטר מעונש השתייה, ומקבל שכר על יום שסיגף עצמאי, בין הקדוש ברוך הוא מאכל זכוס בחויבו, ושאין כן אם יתר נזירוסו מסחרת אלא עובד עולמי קורוי, אם כן לא מקבל שכר כלל יום שצירו בסיגף עצמאי, מות ולקבל עונש ולא להתירו, חגב למשכחת נוסח שלא יקה. Says the Tumim, Erfir Dois, he concludes that HaTorah is effective even when it's because of fear of Malchus. Nevertheless, you can't have a kasha. How are you going to find the nazir that's against Malchus? The answer is that he was mitzar himself a long time from wine. And then in the end, after 30 days, he drinks wine. He's over on the nazirus. So if he gets Malchus, he'll get the einish for drinking, and he'll also get the schar for fast, for not drinking the wine the whole time he was a nazir. But if he doesn't drink the wine, if he uproots the nazirus, then he doesn't get schar in that entire period. So why would he lose out on the great schar he's getting for being with all that period he was a nazir, and not drinking wine? So he'll take the malchus, he'll take the punishment, because he knows with the punishment comes the schar. It's worth it. It's worth it to be, for a lot of people, to be a professional football player. Every Sunday you get punished brutally, but in the end there's a schar. There's not bad money to be a professional football player. So he also will take the hit of the Malchus in order that he should fight there, get the schar of being a Nazir. That's how we find Mishkachas La, a Nazir getting Malchus. Okay, יש עוד הרבה הרבה מה לדבר בתוספות הזה, הרבה, מורה ורבותיי, לא מגזים. אז בעזרת השם, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה, ונראה נפלאות גדולות מתורת השם יתברך. Please stay tuned and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.